We're in Megillah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, as we continue to discuss aspects of Tfilah, specifically halachos, inyanim that are related to the Beis HaKnesses. So the Mishnah tells us, Hakore b'Torah, someone who is laning, lo yifchos mishlosh psukim. We do not have an aliyah that has fewer than three psukim. Lo yikra l'maturgamen yosemi pasuk echad uvanavi shlosha. In antiquity, they used to have a translator who would stand next to the Baal Koreh. The Baal Koreh would read the pasuk in the Hebrew, and the translator would read it in the vernacular. Today we don't do that, but in theory, you wouldn't read more than one pasuk at a time, so the person wouldn't get confused. But when it comes to the Navi, then they would be allowed to read even three psukim, because even if you made a mistake, each word and each pasuk is not the same in terms of their level of importance as it is when it comes to the actual laning. But let's say those three words in the Navi were three different parshios, Korin Echad Echad. The way that the Tanakh is broken up, if you ever look inside of a Chumash, is with little paragraph spacing. There are psuchos, those are spaces in the middle of the line, and stumos, spaces at the end of the line. So those designate different paragraphs. They have to be separated. Medalgan benavi, you can skip from one navi to another one in the middle of the same haftorah. Ve'ein medalgan betorah, but you don't skip in the Torah. However, there is an exception for that on Yom Kippurim, because it's one topic, so you can skip from one topic to a different one. Va'ad kamahu medaleg, and how far can you skip? Ad kadesha lo yifsuk hameturgaman, until the translator finishes translating, otherwise it's going to delay and confuse the community. 5. Mishnah Hey, Hamaftir Banavi, the person who has the Haftorah, who pores al Shema. So that person does the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu and the Kriya Shema, like we alluded to before, something that we mentioned earlier in the Mishnayos. Pores al Shema, the Baruch Hu, Vuhu over lifnei ateva, and he stands before the Amid, meaning he's the chazan. Vuhu knows his kapov, and he duchens vim hayakatan, and if this is a child, because some communities even today, a child could do the maftir and the haftorah, aviv o rabo over lefanov. So in that case, his either father or rebbe needs to go before him, because that requires a gadol. The whole notion that we're thinking about here in this context, in terms of what is kavod hatzibur and sensitivity to the tzibur, is a partnership that Yiddishkeit recognizes in general. That on the one hand, we have high aspirations for reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and standards for Kedusha. But on the other hand, we also understand that people are people and we need to reach the tzibur where they are. So making sure that we have, you know, the right amount of aliyahs so that we can learn a lot of Torah, but not add too many aliyahs, or not have somebody who's not bakovedik for the tzibur, that also understands that the community itself, the tzibur, is an entity which is a real living entity that's trying to live this life of Kedusha. So making sure that the definitions and the aspects and all the details of how laning and davening function is sensitive to both of those ideals.